sunshine and 23 degrees.
741 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the WEOL Morning Show, and we are at the Sugar Creek Restaurant in Sheffield Village, spotlighting the communities here, Sheffield Village, Sheffield Lake. You got to turn it down just a little bit. I'm right behind the fountain, so I can hear it in real time. And then when we have the microphone on here as well.
I could be mistaken.
And I have a fear of water.
Fear of water now.
Well, I had a house with a pipe that broke, and so every time I hear running water, I run around. It would be called an irrational fear of water.
Is this the first restaurant? We've done this now, I don't know what, 6-7 years. Is this the first restaurant we've been in with an active fountain?
I'm thinking yes.
I think so, too.
Usually what happens is when we hear this sort of sound,
yeah,
that's bacon sizzling. That's what we usually hear when we hear that sort of sound in the morning here. And people are getting ready for the breakfast here. By the way, this is a pie-shaped restaurant, if you wanted to add to a food shape to this as well. We're kind of nestled in the corner here. And finding his way here is the mayor of Sheffield Village, John Hunter. Good morning.
Morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Now, I'm guessing you're not a stranger to Sugar Creek Restaurant.
No. I have a lot of meetings this morning. I will about 8 o'clock shortly after because I'm on the air this morning. But we have our New Haven Baptist Church men meet here for breakfast on Monday mornings, and everybody is welcome. And then on Tuesday, the second Tuesday and fourth Tuesday, the restaurant opens up to the Sheffield Village Lions Club for a luncheon here. And then tomorrow morning, we'll have the Lorain County Democratic Party Finance Committee meeting here in the back room. So I'm here quite a few times each week. It's a great restaurant, great food, and great decorations, and outstanding waitresses. They do an outstanding job.
What's your go-to food item that you get here?
I'm a big breakfast fan, so I eat a lot of breakfast, but my wife says the open-faced sandwiches are great here.
Wow, okay. Well, it's great to have a place like this in the community that allows or has, almost a community atmosphere of people coming in all the time.
Yeah, you were talking about the fountain back here. It changes the decorations in it every holiday. Now, it's got the Valentine's Day up there, but it'll have St. Patrick's Day and Veterans Day and all the other honoring days throughout the year. So you don't come in and see something that's exciting. Come in and see just the fountain. It's here, and the decorations are up, and they're outstanding. And, of course, you can throw your coin in the fountain, and all the money in there goes to charity. But throw your coin in there and make your wish to stay in Sheffield Village, the heart of Lorain County.
So what's new and exciting in the village?
Well, we had a great year in 2017, and we're looking forward to 2018. We're not growing in houses, as you've seen in the paper. In fact, we've only had 13 housing starts in the village in the 10 years that I've been mayor. But we've grown 165 businesses. We've lost 24, so we have still gained a lot of businesses in town, and this year is no exception. We're bringing a new manufacturing company into the French Creek Business Park. It'll be the first business in that business park since 1999. So we're very proud of Amwares bringing in a business, building a 104,000 square foot building they hope to open up by September. We also have three other businesses that are coming to our planning commission on the 21st to call Sheffield Village their home.
Can you give us any insight?
Well, you know how it is with we're committed to let them do the announcing, and they said they would announce it at that time. But I'm excited about all of them. I think it's exciting times in Sheffield Village with the growth of the businesses. We have the lowest taxes in Sheffield Village and the best services.
This has been kind of a tough winter compared to recent ones. Road crews have been out a lot, putting down salt or whatever their mix is. How are you stacked for that?
Well, we're very, very fortunate. We work with the state to provide our salt to us, and we plow the state highways for them, and they give us the salt. So we have a negotiated agreement for them to provide the salt to us, and what salt we don't use in the previous year, we store it. So because we had three previous light years, we got a lot of salt on hand, so we're nowhere short of salt or anything else in the village. We pride ourselves in cleaning roads.
Speaking of roads, if memory serves me, you've got a project coming up this year over here on Detroit by Abbey?
That actually is in 2019 now.
Okay.
We are doing East River Road from Detroit to Colorado. We'll be totally redone. A 2-foot pay berm on each side, some walking area. Besides, the total road will be resurfaced for that 3.7 miles.
Then in 2019, the Detroit project, what's that about?
It's taking care of a safety problem. The state and us, we applied for a safety grant because we had 131 wrecks there along that route between Abbey Road and I-90. And the exits and entrance ramps to I-90. We had 87 serious injuries, enough to be transported to the hospital among that group. It was the third highest accident area for a three-quarters of a mile section of Loring County, and one of the highest for the state. And so this project will be widening a road, one lane on each side, putting dividers down the end of the road, because the problem we had was people were making left-hand turns out of the businesses across five lanes and getting T-boned. And so they'll still have their entrance and exits to the shopping center and to Abbey Road and to I-90, but the road will be widened to an additional lane, so when you come off going eastbound on I-90, there'll be two turning lanes going down there and getting on Abbey Road instead of one. That'll cut out on the people cutting into traffic and having rear-end crashes. And then a divider down the road on the north side, it'll be widened there to allow people to get better onto I-90. All the stoplight system will be replaced with the new digital lights, and they'll be controlled by our police and ambulance squads. They'll also be synchronized, all five of the lights along there, so traffic will move along better there.
I know you have a long history in the automotive industry here in Lorain County as well. The auto show is coming up. Will we see you there again this year?
Absolutely. Ford is our largest employer in Lorain County. I'm a former Ford retiree, and I'm glad to see you guys are driving a Ford van out there. So thank you very much. That helps my retirement, so I appreciate that. But Ford is doing great in the county. I talked to the leadership of the union. As you know, Craig, I'm also president of the UAW retirees from the Ford plant here in Lorain County. So we'll get together with about 150 of them every month on the first Thursday of the month. And so we get a lot of news about what's going on. The plant's on overtime. All the employees that were temporarily laid off and on inverted seniority layoffs are back to work. They're expanding production. Because the Ford trucks and the big trucks are selling, and business is picking up.
Now, back in the day, you worked at the plant in Lorain, is that correct?
I worked at the Lorain plant. Started there in 1960. I know that's a few moons ago. And then transferred to Ohio Assembly. I was the first employee at Ohio Assembly. I came over there in 1973. And I remained in the union there until I left for the region, and then from the region to the vice president's office in Detroit, and then from the vice president's office to president of the UAW International Union, and then I retired in 2000.
In that time at the plant, what were you making in Lorain and then in Avon Lake?
Well, when I first started on the line in Ford plant, I was making F-Series pickup trucks and school buses, and they were making the Falcon back in those days. And then came along, they were making the Thunderbird and the Cougar, and the Econoline van started there in September 1960. And they built over 12 million vans up there at that plant right now. So it's really something else to see those vans still out there on the highway. And and you look at the Thunderbirds and Cougars, they were here until 1995, and then they were transferred to Michigan, and now they're back building in Michigan again.
Do you have any of those cars in your garage?
I have all Fords in my garage, but
about school buses, though, right?
No. Well, I'm a big supporter of the school. You know, Brookside school system is outstanding. You've been watching them academically. You've been watching them athletically. You know, last year our robotics team won to the world title here from Brookside. They won the state. They won in three categories, and went on to Louisville, Kentucky to the state finals and came in third in the world. So I'm very proud of the Brookside Bull System and their school board and also the superintendent, Mike Cook.
You got a busy day. You have a council meeting tonight, right?
Yeah, we have council tonight. We're moving along several pieces of legislation that has to do with economic development here in the village. We are very progressive. We look to the future 5 and 10 years down the road. We're bringing force and legislation on water lines under I-90. We had one break last year, and so we were able to route it around it, and so now we want to put that back in place. And so instead of putting in a 4-inch line, we're going to be putting in a 12-inch line so we can look to the future. When we do things in the village, we don't look about just today. What's the village going to look like 10 years from now?
Sometimes when you think village, you sort of think small, but you've got big ideas and you look towards the future in that sense, too.
Well, we are very fortunate to have a great council and great employees. I feel we got the best police department, fire department, and service department in the country. Council works well with me and looking to the future. We, here in the village, we've only had 13 housing starts in the past 10 years I've been mayor. Our population has grown only 36 people. But like I said, we've grown 165 businesses. We have 5,600 people that come to work in the village every day. So that's what generates 26 restaurants like Sugar Creek here that are thriving here in the village.
Well, people couldn't eat if it wasn't for Sheffield Village. I'm just telling you, there's right? So many places for people to come and enjoy. But we've got a lot more coming up as we spotlight Sheffield Village. We'll have the mayor from Sheffield Lake joining us next half hour. Any words for Mayor Bring that we need to?
Mayor Bring and I have a good working relationship. You know, we were part of Sheffield Lake until 1934 when the residents of both cities voted to split. And we were all before that part of Sheffield Township. So now there's still three Sheffields. There's Sheffield Lake, Sheffield Village, and Sheffield Township are still there, but in a smaller proportion. Yeah. We're the largest of the three. We're 13.5 square miles, 4,025 population. Sheffield Lake is 2.4 miles, and they got 9,600 population. They're the most densely populated section of Lorain County. And we have 300 businesses. Sheffield Lake has 26. The village, the Sheffield Township, is 7.5 square miles, and they have a population of 2,600. So we're right in the middle, but we're in a business mega. It's all about location, location, location.
Right. You've got 90, they've got the lake, kind of in a sense. Of
that's it. We got I-90s. You know, most people don't realize how many cars come through Sheffield Village every day. 70,000 cars go up and down I-90 every day. And then you got 14,000 going Detroit Road or 254 toward Lorain. You got 17,000 coming over here to Abbey Road to go down to the college, which I'm on the board of directors of the foundation there, and we have 15,000 students that go to school there. And by the way, part of the college is in Sheffield Village, so we'll claim that.
Well, we've learned that the college has a little North Ridgeville. There's part of Avon. There's
one point where they all come together, right?
Exactly.
Right. They're right there behind the college. Yep. We touch North Ridgeville, Avon Lake, Sheffield Lake, Sheffield Township, Elyria. All of them touch Sheffield Village.
And I think, too, you've reminded us in the past about how a good portion of that Ford plant is in Sheffield Village.
Yeah, 54% of the Ford plant is actually in Sheffield Village. 52% of the building, 54% of the land. The only reason it's called the Avon Lake Ford plant is when we transferred there, I picked out the number, local 2000. Ford picked out the address, and because the old Fruhoff building was along Miller Road and Avon Lake, it became the Ohio Truck Plant in Avon Lake, Ohio.
Location, 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 right?
Yep.
Related to that. Well, Mayor, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. It's funny, the mayor uses the retire. He says retired this, retired that. From what he's doing, you don't sound like there's any retirement happening in any of it.
Well, I'll tell you, we appreciate WOL coming to Sheffield Village, the heart of Lorain County. You guys are starting in the attraction center of the county. And if somebody wants to come to Sheffield Village, please come to Sheffield Village. But if you can't come to Sheffield Village, come to Lorain County. If you can't make Lorain County, make the state of Ohio. We're the future here in the Midwest.
Sounds great.
Thank you very much.
Mayor Hunter, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time. We've got more coming up as we spotlight Sheffield Village, Lake, and Township here from the Sugar Creek Restaurant with the fountain right behind us on AM 930 WEOL.